It is Thursday and time for another look at one of the jury inquest recommendations into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. We are joined by Aaron Lee, Executive Director from Lanark County Interval House, who will walk us through another one of these recommendations. Aaron, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, as always.
We are at number 42, and number 42, you were telling me, is a follow-up to the one that we did last week. And if anyone would like to refresh themselves on that, you can just go to our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, go into the local news tab, and there is the CKW recommendations tab where we have them all of the ones that we've done so far. And as we said, we're up to number 42. So you can go back and refer to any of them and hear what Aaron has to say about them. So number 42, as mentioned, a follow-up to number 41, co-train justice system personnel and IPV service providers on the risk assessment framework and tools so that there is a common understanding of the framework and tools for those who support or deal with survivors. Aaron, I'll let you take it away.
I think that it is a direct correlation to recommendation 41, which is to ensure that we are using consistent tools and that we are ensuring that we have a victim-centered and trauma-informed approach with those tools. And 42 really speaks to, we need to have the same information and the same understanding, despite the fact that our jobs are different in all of our sectors. If our goal is the same, which is victim-centered and trauma-informed, and to prevent any further harm from coming to a victim or a perpetrator for that matter, it is important that we are co-training. It's important that we're in the room with each other, talking about the variables and the nuances that we see perhaps from a shelter perspective or working community-based versus what justice partners might see in a pre-trial meeting or when a statement is being given at a police station. There are different nuances that happen, and it's important that we're training together and better understanding the pieces in terms of how we work together.
You keep saying work together, and I think that is one of the themes of all of the recommendations that we are seeing in this case. Talk to us a little bit about how the benefits of having those varied experiences would help.
I think if we've learned nothing, especially in rural communities, we've learned that collaboration, we've learned that aligning ourselves with each other always makes the outcomes better, makes the outcomes better for victims, survivors, their kids. And I think that for domestic violence and case management, it's really important that we ensure that we know what's the course content for police officers, what's the course content for justice partners and probation, and what do we do in terms of course content and how we train on risk assessment and lethality. It is so important that we understand each other. And if we are not as understanding each other, then when somebody says the lethality for us, the risk is elevated and imminent, and somebody disagrees with that, how do we unpack that if we have no understanding on what the tools are that get us there? So I think it's quite important for us to be looking at how do we identify these opportunities, right? Let's align ourselves. Let's do some training on fundamentals of how we conduct risk assessment. Everybody does it different. How do we ensure that where there's a cultural context, that we ensure that the tool is used in a way that gets to and captures the cultural context? How do we make sure the tool speaks to the elevated risk that comes with the neighborhood or the perpetrator belonging to a particular group? I think, IPV, also relates to other variables like human trafficking, like sexual violence, like coercion. And I think that the more that we are adapting and looking at the opportunities to understand each other better, the better it's going to be in the end. When We know that stigma still exists for people, and sometimes they come forward and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go to the hospital and refuse any sexual assault, domestic violence service, when in fact they are victims of domestic violence or IPV. They're just not ready yet to come forward. And if we're all working from the same kind of tools, then we're all looking for the same kind of signs, and maybe that would help us in terms of the furthering of this implementation.
Similar work, not exactly the same, but similar work is already underway in Lanark County, isn't it? I know you've mentioned before how the partnerships that are here have really helped to develop the approach that your organization and others working to help victims of IPV use.
Yeah, I would say that often many of us report to each other in Lanark County that we are unique. When we go to other communities and we talk about the fact that we can call each other, we can say, "Hey, here's a situation. Do you think that you might be able to provide support?" Having a very high functioning situation table, having a very high functioning community safety and well-being plan, a working group with great leadership, having our local politicians have opportunity to contribute to and understand how those things work in our community, having media outlets who are like, need to write something about this IPV statement that the government made. What are we doing in Lanark County? And making sure that we're all talking together and with each other. We don't always agree. And that's a reality. And not agreeing also doesn't necessarily only present challenges, it also presents opportunities to be able to say, "Okay, I never actually thought about it that way," or at the end of the day, we agree to disagree. It happens with myself and the inspector often. We'll have very passionate conversations, and at the end of it, we'll say, "Okay, so we don't agree completely, but like, are you okay? And are you okay? And can we move forward on, doing this and doing this?" And so we find a place to land, right? And we recognize, and it's okay to say, you know what? We're not going to agree on that part today, but here's where we agree fundamentally, and let's do what we can right now in the here and now to support victims. I think that the victim advocate program with the OPP and the Smiths Falls Police is such a great example of collaboration and partnership and aligning ourselves. It involves victim services, it involves the hospital program, it involves victim witness assistance program, the shelter, our police servicing bodies. And it's not always clear as, maybe it is always clear as mud. It's not always straightforward. It's very complex. Working on partnership and supporting partnership is not easy, but the commitment and the dedication towards the goal, which is being victim-centered, remains the focus. And that's how we get through it, right? We get through it, and then we see that other communities are like, "Wow, you're doing that. We need to be doing those types of things in our community. And could we take a look at your model?" And really, when the will is there and you have the leadership in place and says, like, "Let's figure out, can we make it different? Let's meet with survivors and see what they want to tell us about their experience. And let's actually take that information and have that inform what we do next." That speaks to genuine credibility and genuine care for being victim-centered when the victims are actually engaged and they make a difference and they matter to the process. That's huge. And our community is doing that.
It's and I couldn't agree more that you're going to have to agree to disagree with certain organizations as you move forward, and that's the same in life. That's good life advice. But to understand that there's that mutual respect that continues even though that has happened. So yeah, very, very interesting indeed. Aaron, thank you again for your comments and your insight. We really appreciate it every single week.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking about another jury recommendation from the Culloden-Cusack Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario here on Lake 88. We'll do it again next week with Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening.